Institutional investors are increasingly taking these ESG factors or sustainability factors into account. So in the past, the concept of socially responsible investing was considered to be something that had to do with philanthropy, irrelevant for institutional investors who have a fiduciary responsibility that typically revolves around maximizing the returns on investment portfolios. They are, however, increasingly confronted with societal problems. They are more vulnerable to public opinion. They receive a lot of media attention. And if they are, for example, invested in weapons manufacturers or other types of businesses that are not considered to be sustainable, then they might actually be vulnerable to public pressure. So they are increasingly confronted with it. And in fact, there is an emerging trend, or actually it's not that emerging anymore. It's a growing trend. Where these investors are integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into financial analysis or investment decisions, with the idea that it actually helps them to make better investment decisions in terms of their fiduciary duty to maximize risk-adjusted returns.
Is there still a win-win case for sustainable investing?
The win-win situation revolves around the idea that environmental, social, and governance factors of companies, the attributes of companies, they are important for understanding how much these companies are worth. The win-win case lies in the idea that the financial market does not fully appreciate these factors, does not fully understand why running a sustainable business is actually relevant for understanding the value of these companies. And the idea that institutional investors embrace is that if you take these ESG issues into your investment decisions, if you take them into account, then perhaps you are picking up aspects of a company's value that the financial market has yet to understand. So you're actually being a front runner and being smarter than your competitors. This win-win story that is now embraced has been supported by empirical evidence. There have been studies in the US particularly suggesting that stocks of companies that perform strongly on, for example, employee relations or that have displayed strong environmental track records, they have in the past performed pretty well in the stock market. So that type of evidence supports the idea of a win-win scenario.
When you look at the long run, is there still a role for sustainable investing?
Well, if this win-win case would continue to exist in the long run, then there would definitely be a role. The problem is, however, that the win-win case leans on the idea that the financial market will continue to misunderstand the importance of ESG for the valuation of assets or companies. However, as more investors become attentive to these issues, and more public pension funds publicly state the importance of ESG factors, then actually you will attract more competitors. So it stands to reason that in the long run, actually, the information of content of ESG will be better understood by the capital market, and perhaps the competitive advantage will actually disappear in the long run. However, on the other hand, of course, as capital markets will understand the value of ESG factors more and more, this might incentivize company managers also to invest more in sustainable practices. This would imply that financial markets have actually contributed to the more broader goal of achieving a more sustainable society.